Hey everyone, and welcome back to Tension Release Daily. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and if you're feeling a little frazzled today, trust me, you're not alone. Life can throw some serious curveballs, right? And sometimes, those curveballs leave us feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and like we just need to vent. But here's the thing, holding everything in isn't doing anyone any favors, including yourself. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional expression. Think of it like building your own personal emotional sanctuary where you can let it all out without judgment, guilt, or fear. Sound good? Let's get started. First things first, understanding what this safe space truly means. It's not about having perfectly curated Instagram vibes or a spa-like retreat, although those are nice. It's about cultivating an inner environment where you feel comfortable being vulnerable. Authentically expressing your feelings, even the messy ones. You know that feeling when you're talking to someone and you just get them? They listen without trying to fix things, they don't interrupt, and they make you feel seen and heard? That's what we're aiming for. Now, let's talk about some key takeaways. Number 1. Practice self-compassion. Seriously, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through something tough. Remember, your emotions are valid, even the negative ones like anger or sadness. They're messengers, telling you something important. Number 2. Find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who genuinely listen, support, and respect you. These are the folks who create that safe space for you to be open and honest. You know, those friends who will laugh with you, cry with you, and celebrate your wins, big or small. They're gold. Number 3. Learn to express yourself clearly and authentically. This doesn't mean oversharing or becoming a walking emotional dumpster. It's about finding healthy ways to communicate your feelings, whether it's through journaling, talking to someone you trust, or even using creative outlets like art or music. Number 4. Set boundaries. Just like you wouldn't let anyone barge into your physical space without permission, you need to protect your emotional space too. This means saying no when you need to. Taking time for yourself, and not feeling obligated to share more than you're comfortable with. Remember, your emotional well-being comes first. And finally, number 5. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you become more aware of your emotions as they arise. Instead of suppressing them, acknowledge them, observe them without judgment, and allow yourself to feel them fully. Think of it like watching a cloud drift by. Just notice it, let it pass, and move on. Now, I want to paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling a bit stressed about an upcoming presentation. Your mind is racing, thoughts are swirling, and you feel that familiar tension building up in your shoulders. But then, you remember, you have your safe space. You take a few deep breaths, focus on the rhythm of your steps, and allow yourself to simply acknowledge those feelings without judgment. You know that even though this presentation might be challenging, you've got this. And more importantly, you have the tools and support to handle whatever comes your way. This is what creating a safe space for emotional expression is all about. It's not about pretending everything is perfect or hiding your vulnerabilities. It's about embracing your whole self, honoring your emotions, and finding ways to express them in a healthy and constructive way. Remember, you deserve to feel safe, supported, and heard. Make that safe space for yourself, and watch how it transforms your life. Now, go out there and rock your day, knowing that you have the strength and resilience to handle anything that comes your way. And don't forget, I'll be here tomorrow with another dose of inspiration to help you release tension and reset your mind and body. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.